Perhaps Gupta isn't going to be involved in antitrust enforcement? Nope. In her Senate confirmation hearing, she specifically promised to take a leading role in antitrust enforcement, telling Senator Chuck Grassley, Arya, that she would bring the full force of our country's antitrust laws to bear. The antitrust laws proposed by Reps. Cicilline and Buck amount to a massive regulatory sledgehammer against big tech. And the person who has promised to wield that sledgehammer is Vinita Gupta. It didn't have to be this way. As I said earlier in the piece, enforcement could be handled exclusively via state AGs, or via private rights of action. If that were so, these bills could have sailed through Congress with minimal opposition from Republicans. But the Democrats want to give power to the likes of Vinita Gupta, so that is now unlikely to be the case. One way these bills could possibly work is if a sixth bill were included, one which directly addressed the problem of censorship and deplatforming, a bill with a common carrier provision or something similar. That would be a truly bipartisan agenda, and would alleviate concerns that Biden officials would use their new enforcement power to demand yet more censorship from Silicon Valley. As it stands, the bills fail to directly address the number one issue that conservatives have with big tech, which is censorship. With proper enforcement, the bills could indeed solve many egregious problems with big tech, but with the amount of power they grant to Gupta, Khan, and other Democrat cronies in the federal government, the overwhelming risk to Republicans interested in supporting these bills is that it will make the problem worse, not better. There is a lot to unpack, and no Republicans should just jump on board reflexively and risk repeating the mistake made with the terrible JCPA. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #Deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.